Welcome to the broadcast of Sharper Iron. This broadcast features news and ideas designed to convey a Christian worldview.
Okay, what are those things? What is the difference between a Christian and a fundamentalist?
We're more conservative, I guess, with standards.
Okay. And so because you're more conservative, that's why you would identify yourself as a fundamentalist.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
I have what some might call a superpower. I don't necessarily call it a superpower in public because it's kind of weird. But you might call it a superpower. Now, I can't stop bullets, or I can't fly or turn invisible, but I can see the future. As a matter of fact, I see the future every day because I work at camp. I see young people come through and I get to deal with them and work and live with them and see the future. So here's the deal. I'd like to bring you this perspective. I'd like to allow you to hear from teens at a week of camp, a camp that has no trouble describing itself as fundamentalist, serving a constituency of churches that are boldly, for the most part, fundamentalist. So I'd like to share my superpower with you. I'd like to show you the future. The future with an average teen's perspective on this Christian subculture that they find themselves in. So would you self-identify yourself as a fundamentalist?
I forgot what a self-fundamentalist is.
No. Would you call yourself, if someone were to ask you, are you a fundamentalist, would you say yes to that question?
Fundamentalist? Sure, just because it sounds cool.
But you're saying you have no idea what it is.
Exactly.
Okay.
Would you self-identify yourself as a fundamentalist?
I don't know what it is, so I can't say.
Okay.
What do you think of fundamentalism?
Fundamentalism? Isn't that like, that's independent? I'm not really sure what I've like talked about it with my mom, but I'm not really sure what it is. Can you explain?
So, for me to ask you any more questions about it, you would need more of an explanation.
What it is.
Right. Okay. Great. That's all I needed to know. Okay.
Don't ask me. No, I don't know.
Do you know what that means?
No. What's a fundamentalist?
Okay, just wondering. Would you self-identify as a fundamentalist?
What does that mean?
Okay, so because you don't know what it means, you would say no.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
What?
Would you call yourself, identify yourself as a fundamentalist?
What is that? What is that?
Okay. If you don't know, that's really just what I wanted to hear. Okay.
However you want to.
Okay. So if you don't know, say you don't know. If you want to talk about it, feel free to talk about it.
Okay.
Whatever you say. That's just kind of there.
Okay.
Would you identify yourself as a fundamentalist?
Oh, what's that?
That's a great answer.
Okay.
Would you identify yourself as a fundamentalist?
Yes.
Okay. What does that mean to you?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
No.
What is it?
Oh, okay. So you wouldn't identify yourself? You would, but you don't know what it is?
It sounds familiar.
Did you know?
I don't know.
Okay. Thanks.
Now, unless you think that I had an agenda of making it sound like the term was foreign to everyone I asked, I need you to know that I did have to change tactics. My initial intention was just to let the question stand on its own in an unbiased, objective way. But I got so many blank stares. I really did. I needed to target kids. I needed to change my unbiased way of just asking anybody I came into contact with to asking people who were older, a little older teens, even some of our staff, who looked like they would have at least an opinion on the term and what it meant to them. Now, I still had a lot of blank stares, even after going after a specific type. And even still, I was second-guessing myself on how to properly even ask the question. So along the way, I'm second-guessing myself, I want to be objective, and I'm even changing some of the ways that I ask the question.
Let me ask it this way. What's the best part about fundamentalism?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, thanks. Because I'm not inviting you necessarily to insult anything, but do you almost feel like I'm asking you to ridicule it by asking it that way?
No. When you say, would you identify with, it's almost like, is this a trick? What do you mean?
If someone on the street came up to you and said, are you a fundamentalist? Would you just say yes or would you say no?
I would ask them what they mean by it, uh-huh, probably before I would yes or no. But in high school, when someone asked me, you know, what kind of church you go to, what do you believe, that kind of stuff, then they said, oh, so you're a fundamentalist. And I never even heard that word. I didn't know what it meant. But I was like...
So when did you learn?
It's like my senior year of high school and then into college.
But it was really prompted by other people defining you that way.
Right. They put that label on me and I was like, I guess I am, if that's what that is. Believe the Bible.
Okay, so for you, the term meant, I believe the Bible.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there any difference between being a Christian in your mind and being a fundamentalist?
Ooh, now that's a question. I think the world would think so.
How about you?
I guess not. But yeah, there is.
What do you think that is?
I think maybe just the daily living, how you live your life.
I have a desire to treat this subject in a fair and unbiased way. I had a conversation with a friend who was at first a subject and who ended up, for me, really being a better sounding board.
Do you self-identify as a fundamentalist to, like, the average person on the street?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So, being someone who self-identifies as a fundamentalist, what do you think that fundamentalism is in this day and age?
Fundamentalism today would be people who say they are more conservative than everybody else.
Okay, you self-identify as one, and that's your definition description, and this is really the real question I'm asking. What is the best part about being a fundamentalist?
That's a good question. Man, you should have prepped me for these questions before you asked them. I don't know.
Okay, fair enough, thank you. I'm trying to think of a fair way to ask that question. I mean, seriously, what's the best part about being a fundamentalist is almost like setting people up to ridicule it, but I don't want to do that. I mean, I'm asking it in a positive way, but I'm trying to think of a good analogy to figure a different way to ask it.
Right.
So, if I ask a pulling team horse, what's the best part about wearing that harness? Is that a fair analogy?
I don't think so.
No.
Because you're asking the horse, what's the best part about your work, or what's the best part about this thing that causes you stress.
Right. But couldn't the horse flip it and say, I get to take people up and down this hill. It's my joy to serve these people.
It could.
But he wouldn't necessarily say that because he's like, look at these sweat rings. I'm pulling and shoving. There's nothing good about this.
I don't think that the analogy is the same with fundamentalism because I don't feel like I'm pulling and shoving. I don't feel like it's a harness on me. I don't think that it...
So what would be a fair analogy if I was going to come up with something like that? Because obviously you struggled with the question. What's the best part about fundamentalism?
I did.
So it's not a... You're saying it's not a hardship on you. You don't think of it as a harness on a pull team horse. But you still are like, I don't know what the favorite part is.
I think that the difficult part for me is when you really want to go back to the definition of what is a fundamental. What is fundamentalism? You know, so you go back to what is the definition? Well, you could say it's somebody who holds to fundamentals. Mm-hmm. The fundamentals as defined years and years ago in 1920s or whatever that was. I don't know. I don't even know what they are. You know? So how can I now say, well, I think it's this, when, to be honest,
does it worry you or bother you that you would self-identify as one, but you're not even sure what they are?
In a way, it would. I think maybe more honestly I should say that I self-identify with a more conservative movement than with the average Christian. And so in that sense, that's the reason why I would say fundamentalism.
Right. And in your world, that conservative movement has been defined as fundamentalism, but not necessarily so strictly defined that you could in turn define it for somebody else.
Exactly. I don't think that I could define it in a way that a scholar could look at it and say, this is the definition, that's why you're defining it that
right.
way.
Right. Okay, back to the analogy question. Do you think there's any fair analogy? I mean, can you ask a fish, what's the best part about living in water? And he's not even aware of the water. That's not a good analogy. Because as fundamentalism is to Dennis,
water is not to fish.
Water is not the fish.
No. Because, well, I mean, now I'm just going back to where that wouldn't be true, but because fundamentalism is not my life. And I think that's okay. Mm-hmm. I think that Christ should be my life. So I don't think that I'm going to allow fundamentalism to define what I believe about Christ. I need to allow the Bible and my personal relationship with Christ to define who I am, to define what I'm going to do. So what is a fair question? What is a fair analogy? I don't know. Give me time to think about it.
Yeah, so you wouldn't say fundamentalism is your worldview then. You would say that something more akin to Christianity or the Bible and trusting in that is more akin to your worldview. So maybe there's a good way for us to explore it. What is fundamentalism in relationship to your worldview?
Well, the reason why I would use fundamentalism, or why I would use fundamentalism as my worldview, is because it most closely identifies with what I believe, at least what I see of fundamentalism. But if fundamentalism, for some reason, were to do something that I would say is not in agreement with the Bible, I would not want to hold to that fundamentalism. I would not want to hold to any group that I would say doesn't. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. It would just be tough for me to identify who it is that you're talking about who would do this wrong thing.
Right.
Is it funny to you that we can't come up with a fair analogy? Because we're people who thrive on analogies. We come up with them off the cuff. We're like, you know,
that's just
we're sarcastic to the hilt. We can do that stuff. But
let's see.
You don't want it to be anything that denotes restrictiveness.
Right.
Why?
I think it's because, you know, like I was saying before, that I don't want to say I'm restricted to one thing unless I'm saying I'm restricted to the Bible. I'm restricted to Christ. I'm restricted to my relationship with God.
But all of that you're describing isn't necessarily fundamentalism.
Right.
You find in that conversation a few predictions. One of those predictions, the definition will vary. I asked my wife if my son, 4 years old, was using any words freely that he really had no clue at all what they really meant. Couldn't really think of any at first, but as we went throughout the day with that topic in mind, with that question in mind, we discovered several. Here's one. Tell me if you see any parallels in the discussions that follow. So, Tucker, did you eat a lot of food tonight?
No.
How much food did you eat? Do you remember what kind of food you ate?
3 miles.
Well, what kind of food was it?
Pasta, popcorn, and popcorn.
Okay, and how much of it did you eat?
3 miles.
You ate 3 miles of food?
Yes.
What is a mile?
How full you are.
Oh, okay. So when you're very full, you've eaten 3 miles?
Yes.
Okay. And how much popcorn did you eat?
2 miles.
2 miles of popcorn. And how much pasta?
1 mile.
Okay. So you've got 3 miles of food in you?
Yes.
How much food can your stomach fit inside of it?
3 miles.
So it's completely full now?
Yes.
Okay, tell me what a mile is again.
If you're full.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Would you identify yourself as a fundamentalist?
Yes, sir, I will.
Okay, and what does that mean to you?
Well, first of all, I believe in the biblical authority, the autonomy of the local church, to ordinances, and individual soul liberty, and the salvation, baptism, membership, and two offices and separation of church and state.
Okay. So that those beliefs, aside from the basics of the Christian faith, are to you what it means to be a fundamentalist?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
And also, I'm King James, so I don't use all the translations.
Okay. Okay. So those six or seven things are, in your mind, what makes you a fundamentalist as opposed to just Christian?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thanks very much.
Welcome. Is that you know you're not getting any closer to the world. You're doing what Christ would have you do, as getting farther away from the world and not closer like non-fundamentalists. They're staying the same distance away from the world. The fundamentalists are staying where we are and let the world move away. That's the best part of being a fundamentalist. He's hilarious.
So you would identify yourself as a fundamentalist?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Describe fundamentalism in today's day and age. What is it specifically? Not necessarily what the world thinks it is or their perception of it, but what is it? If someone were to ask you, why are you a fundamentalist, what would you say?
I'm fundamental because I believe that's what the Lord has us to do. Not molding or changing to please other people, but we should be changing to please the Lord and getting closer to what He would have us, not what brings crowds or not what gets people excited. What is the right thing? That's what being a fundamentalist is about.
What did you say?
I said that I had a class over the whole fundamentalism thing, but it's still extremely confusing because you hear the terms, but there's so much behind them, and not always are people willing to take the time as to what they mean by fundamentalism.
Do you perceive that it matters in this world today?
The term? No.
Do you perceive that it will matter 10 years from now, more or less?
I don't think the term itself matters. I think that there's definite things behind the term that matter, but...
Like what?
That the views on interpretation of the Bible and things like that, but the term itself, so many people don't know what it means now.
Would you self-identify as a fundamentalist?
Yes, I would.
Tell me what is... Okay, now that you self-identified, define it for me a little bit. Not necessarily a definition, but maybe a description of what fundamentalism is or does in this world today.
I'm not quite sure. I know, like, an answer, but it's... Do I just say what I believe it is?
Or, yeah, that's fine.
I think it's, like, just a... Like, not just the Baptists, but it's, like, the ones that believe that Jesus Christ is of a virgin birth and that he was sent by God and that he did die on the cross and he did rise again on the third day and that he did go back up into heaven and that one of these days that he will come back for the rest of their fellow Christians that have believed on him.
So essentially you're saying those that believe in what we know as the literal gospel story are fundamentalists.
Yeah, it's like fundamentals, like the fundamentalists.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
What I think.
Great.
I believe.
Okay, what's the best part about being a fundamentalist?
The thing is, not unlike, like most religions, it's like there's not as many rules, like, you know what I'm saying? But there are, like, certain things that are expected of you that you should and shouldn't do, which are, like, no-brainers, but it's just that you have more freedom than what some other religions and other things have for you, so, and it's not just that, it's just also that I believe that it's personally the right, my opinion, that it's the right one that I think that's closest to what a person should believe if they were saved.
So. Okay, cool. Thanks very much.
All right.
And so I just kind of want you to, I want to hear your mind. I'm not asking for a right answer. Totally want you just to give me your thoughts.
Okay.
You're so it's not attached to your dad or your church upbringing, your family
okay.
in any way. Just
okay.
you. Okay. Would you self-identify as a fundamentalist?
Yes.
Okay. Why? What does that mean to you?
You go by the fundamentals.
Okay.
And
what are those? What does that mean?
Taking the Bible literally.
Okay.
And at its word, at its every word.
Okay. And so when you say the fundamentals, is there anything more than taking the Bible literally?
No.
Okay. What makes you different than other Christians who are serious about the Bible and take it literally? But who might not call themselves fundamentalists. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's other large Christian groups who might say, I'm not a fundamentalist, but I take the Bible seriously too. I take it literally.
Right.
What do you know? Do you have any idea what is the difference between you and them?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe the fact... Maybe they're not being honest with themselves. I don't know.
Okay, great. Thanks very much for
You're
your
welcome.
Answers.
Yeah.
Identify yourself as a fundamentalist?
Yes. Well, fundamentalists, like, there's so much controversy nowadays, I guess, on, like, what a fundamental Baptist is. Like, I don't know, like... What if you have certain things like now, like I don't know what I'm trying to say, like music, for instance, like with fundamentalists, like most fundamentalists, like hardcore fundamentalists, like don't listen to like whatever contemporary Christian whatever, but like it has like spread widely now, like the contemporary Christian. That's just an example of that, but. I mean, I wouldn't self-identify myself as, like, a hardcore, straight-on follow all the rules fundamentalist, because that's just not how I've been.
Radical fundamentalist.
That's not how I've been raised. And but I go to a fundamental Baptist church, so.
Is that the reason that you would identify, just because it happens to be the church you go to, or is there more of an identity that you're
right.
attached to?
It would just be mostly the way, certain parts of the way that I've been raised, and certain. And the church that I go to, yeah.
So if that term wasn't in the title of your church, would you identify as one?
It's not in the title.
I don't know. People have such a raw view of, like, fundamentalism and stuff, and it just depends on your definition.
So you would, if somebody walked up to you in the street and asked you that, you wouldn't necessarily easily or quickly say yes or no?
I wouldn't be like... If they say if I'm fundamentalist or whatever, and I didn't go to like a fundamental Baptist church, I would say, well, I'm a Christian, I'm a Baptist. I could self-identify myself as a Baptist, yeah.
Is there such a thing as a fundamentalist who's not a Baptist?
I don't know. It depends on... Again, I think it depends on your definition and how you've always been raised and stuff.
Therefore, it's a combination of all these beliefs together that makes a fundamentalism.
I'm just realizing that I think I slept through our entire fundamentalism class.
What? Like what? Like our view on Trinity, our view on eternal security, our view on Christ raising again. Like just all of those different kind of views.
Would it surprise you if I told you you're describing evangelicalism not fundamentalism? Or are they the same thing in your mind?
No, they're not.
What's the difference?
For evangelicals,
evangelicalism.
Sad thing, the first thing that comes to mind, my mind is music, but that's not even
right.
always true.
Because there are Bible churches that have the evangelical music. What are you getting at?
I just want to know what you're thinking.
I'm thinking I don't know enough yet.
Well, that too.
Do you think that it matters?
No,
Does it worry you that you don't know the answer to this question?
No, it honestly doesn't.
Does it worry you that you identify as a fundamentalist?
And then I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
That part worries me, yes.
Okay. Thanks.
Would you self-identify as a fundamentalist?
Yes.
Why? What is fundamentalism in this day and age?
Fundamentalism, I think by its definition, is a faith that is based... purely upon the fundamental, the necessary things in Scripture. There are things that are tagged along with it that I would sometimes debate, but the essence of it I do agree with.
Okay. For you then, is there a best part of being a fundamentalist?
I believe it's solid ground because it is... It always turns back to what God has said, and so, therefore, I think it doesn't have holes in its core, because it's based upon God's word.
The exterior things, the peripheral things that you mention, that you sometimes debate with, you're okay with that kind of, I don't want to say baggage if that's not a term that you want to use, but you're okay with the extra stuff, for what reason?
That's a good question.
Not a problem.
Because I think it's so secondary or even tertiary that if we're willing to focus on the foundations, focus on the fundamentals, then if those debatable things don't become the focus, then I'm fine with it. If those things do become the only thing that we talk about, and the only thing that we preach about and discuss around our tables, then I think it becomes a problem. And then there's some circles that develop that are just...
And at that point, would you not identify? Or would you fight for your own definition?
Yeah, I would be more of the Reformation type than the separation type.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Yep.
Then, of course, there were several I spoke with.
who did in fact answer no to this question. Before listening to them with defensive ears, perhaps, just perhaps, you may find their answers among the most insightful.
Don't talk about your church or your mom or dad. Talk about you, okay? Would you self-identify as a fundamentalist?
No.
Why or why not?
I think a lot of people, when you identify as a fundamentalist, they have a preset idea of you're yelling, screaming, rootin' tootin', Baptist preaching, Southern Hills, hellfire, damnation, I guess, kind of a guy, and a lot of people are turned off by that. So,
what do you think fundamentalism is in this day and age? You just said that's what your perception of most people's idea, but what do you think it is in fact doing in today's society?
I think there's a lot of... I think they're doing a lot. I mean, I see there's a bunch of fundamentalist churches down in San Francisco against, you know, gay marriages, but I wouldn't personally go to a huge riot like that just because it wasn't, hey, let's go witness to the homosexuals. It's, hey, let's go, no gay, no marriage, no man, one woman. It wasn't very, it's just more, I guess, to yell. So, but I think, they do a lot, you know. Some good, some bad. You know, we all have our, I guess, you know, where we're weak and where we're strong, I guess. And some of us like to be heard, and some of us like to, you know, stay in the background. I think fundamentalism is more, I guess, old school, but, I mean, that's cool. I mean, I know that I have friends, some of my cousins are, you know, fundamentalists, and they're godliest, coolest people you ever meet. It's just, I mean, there can be, I'm not saying it's fundamentalism, it's just a lot of people see it as that. I think that's how the world sees it. I don't have a problem with this. If I went to a fundamental church, cool. If I go to a non-denominational church, cool. You know.
So what would be the important factors in making that decision for yourself in the future?
Do they preach the Bible? You know, how are the people there? Well, I guess, not really how the people are there, just I'd want to go good Bible, solid church, you know, fundamental or whatever. If the Bible's there, good. If the people want to worship God, good. Even if not that, I know I want to worship God and learn more about God. And if it's a Bible, you know, Bible-built church, then that's... I should be learning Bible there.
No.
You know what
fundamentalism is?
Kinda.
You say you would not self-identify as.
Yeah.
Why? What is your perception of fundamentalism?
They're just so... don't do this, don't do that, you can't do that, but it's like, you know, it's like there's rules when it's really supposed to be.
So is it because you're against rules?
No, it's not because I'm against rules. It's because, you know, fundamentalists just, they take things out of proportion and like so nitpicky with everything.
Okay. Because I'm really just interested in what you think, okay? Would you self-identify as a fundamentalist?
I can't say that I would, but I can't say that I wouldn't.
Why? What about the definition that, or the description of fundamentalism causes you to not be able to say yes or no?
I understand the idea of separation in, is it 2 Corinthians? But also in John chapter 17, Jesus is praying that the believers would be as one. as far as what I believe, I don't know. I haven't studied it, and God hasn't laid a conviction on my heart as far as what's right or what's wrong. I was raised a fundamentalist, but I don't want to, just because my parents are, just because that's the way I was raised, I don't want to just adopt a title and not know that, not have convictions of my own behind that support it.
Aside from wanting to be solid about your convictions, would you have any fears about adopting the title prematurely?
What do you mean?
I mean, anything at all. I mean, is there some reason that you would hesitate to say, yes, I am, aside from the fact that you just want to be solid about saying that you are what you believe?
If it's, I want, as a Christian, I surrender my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't want to adopt a title that I don't know that God wants me to adopt. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that God doesn't want me to be a fundamentalist. He may want me to be. But I have not studied the Word and studied enough to know that that's what He wants me to do.
So right now, not that it would often happen, but if somebody on the street, without any kind of context or pretext or all, comes up to you and says, hey, are you a fundamentalist? Your answer at this point would be?
I would look them in and tell them that I hold to the truths and the fundamentals of God's Word, but it all depends. And I think that everyone has a different description of what a fundamentalist is. Depending on their definition of a fundamentalist would be my answer.
Would you self-identify as a fundamentalist?
I'm not really sure what the answer to that question is, because I don't think I know enough about, like, what is strictly fundamentalism and, like, what is, I don't know, like, what, you know, the difference between how I was raised and all that that entails. And
so if someone was looking for a quick answer, yes or no, you wouldn't give it to them?
I don't think so. I would say I'm not sure.
Okay, thanks.
Watch it. I can be honest.
Yeah, you want to go someplace where you can be honest?
Question is this.
Would you self-identify as a fundamentalist?
Not yet.
Why? What does that term mean to you?
Man, you're killing me. I don't know. And that's why I wouldn't identify yet. I've grown up in the church and I don't understand what it means. I've heard a lot of different versions, and I've tried to create an amalgamation of truth, but that right there tells me that there really is no dictionary definition, and I think a lot of people define it differently.
What do you perceive after having grown up in your church, which is probably a fundamentalist church?
Yeah.
What do you perceive that the pervading definition is by the average pew-sitter?
Pew-sitter? Believing in the fundamentals of the Bible, literal interpretation, and separation.
And what of that are you not comfortable with?
All of the ones that I don't understand fully. So
you're basically living in it, but you wouldn't self-identify as one yet?
Not yet, no.
Do you think a time like that will come, or do you think the term is slipping away from you?
Well, eventually I'll have to choose. So.
Well, now you're what, 21?
20.
Okay, and at what point do you think you'll have to choose? What will be the circumstances around making you choose?
I'll have to choose which church I will go to. When I get a job, when I move out of the Greenville area.
Okay, so for you, it's more church identification and its attachment than anything else. Let me ask it this way. Would you consider or use the term to define yourself while you still did not attend a church that identified itself as fundamentalist?
Not anymore, probably. Just because of the way terms are being thrown around.
Okay. So either way, your general opinion is that it's just not very clear to you.
No, neither is evangelicalism.
Right.
Nothing's clear. So.
I found this next interchange
especially telling. A confident, articulate answer from a young man who knows what he believes and is confident about it. And then the curtain is pulled back.
Informal poll question, okay? Just answer it for yourself. I'm not asking you what your parents believe, just or what your church believes, but just you personally. Would you identify yourself with the term fundamentalist?
Yes.
Why? What does that mean to you?
It means that you believe, from what I know, you believe in the fundamentals of the Bible, the fundamentals of the faith.
And what are those?
Salvation by faith, through grace, or whatever. I don't know if I'm mixing that up. Baptism does not get you saved, but it's a good sign to show others you got saved, living a Christ-like life.
Okay. So everybody who would believe those few things that you mentioned, even though they might not claim it, are in fact fundamentalists?
Not necessarily. Fundamentalist also tends to be, I'm not sure exactly what the definition is, tend to be more traditional, it seems, and they believe in the fundamentals of faith, that's what I know.
Okay.
More conservative, yeah.
Okay, so what is the difference between you and other Christians who would believe the things that you just stated but wouldn't quite use that term?
Lots of times, well, the basic differences, like the outward differences, are like their standards, obviously, like in dress and music and stuff, tend to be different. And lots of times they're not as strict and conservative. They tend to be more, get out in the world, see what's more your thing, and then we'll see.
Okay.
What's the best part about being a self-identified?
Well, I know my standards. I'm going to follow what they say, and I believe that's what the Bible says.
Okay, great. Thanks very much.
Okay. Is that right or wrong?
Ask me what you just asked me again.
Am I completely wrong?
Okay. No, that's not the purpose of my asking. I just want to know what you have to say.
Okay.
It's not a quiz. It's not going to be graded or anything
like that.
We're
ignorant, and we don't know anything. We need to be taught.
Okay.
Great. If you're like me, no matter what your definition of fundamentalism is, hearing this stirs you to go and to teach. They are begging for it. For them, the future is unclear because they define now as unclear. Can you see the future? What does it look like? One final interview I record. It comes from a place where my stirring desire to go and to teach is directed at my son. I thought it would be interesting to share this with you.
What did you say?
What's a mile?
A mile is like how far, not how much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I can walk for a really long time, and I will walk maybe 2 miles. And if I walk a little more, I will be walking 2.5 miles. Okay? And if I walk a little more, then I'll walk 3 miles.
Oh.
Right. So that's what a mile is. Like, if you eat a lot of food, it's not a mile.
Oh.
So what is it? Do you know? Do you know how far it is from here to San Francisco?
Really far.
Yeah. How many miles?
2.5?
No. More like,
20.5?
No. Even more. Like, over 300 miles.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, how far is it from here to the mailboxes?
1 mile?
No.
2 miles?
No.
3 miles?
Yes. From here to the mailbox, it is 3 miles away.
Whoa.
So, Did you put 3 miles of food in your stomach tonight?
Yes.
Yes? No.
After we're done talking, can we get a drink?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want to be done now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I hear it? Can I hear it now?
Maybe. Hold on just a second.
Sharper Iron is a blog and forum whose mission is to edify Christian brothers and sisters by providing a place to publish and discuss news and ideas from a Christian, biblical, and fundamentalist worldview. Sharper Iron can be found on the web at www.sharperiron.org.